I'm Geoff Thompson. I was a senior lecturer at Liverpool University until I retired. The move from formal to functional grammar, I think, is a move from the kind of grammar that people often know about, often not very confidently, but they've heard about it at school or texts about language, things like being able to identify nouns and verbs and knowing what they are. That's more at the formal end of the spectrum where you're really just trying to break up a sentence into its parts. When you move towards functional, you're thinking about what are these bits of the sentence doing and what is the sentence as a whole doing? Why has the speaker or writer expressed it in this way? What else could they have said? Why didn't they say it that way? Why was it that this seemed to be the most effective way of expressing what they want to express?